This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. The COVID-19 pandemic has infected nearly 200 staff members and over 300 offenders in 25 Illinois correctional facilities. But the 11 institutions south of Interstate 70 have had just 4 confirmed cases of the virus thus far as of July 1st. Jeff Dennison is the warden at the Pinckneyville Correctional Center, a medium security prison that houses more than 1,800 inmates. It has reported 0 cases. Because of the congregant setting in the prison and the difficulty in preventing the spread of the more common flu virus, he says leaders knew they had to act fast.
We took our flu protocol, we took what we could out of it, and rewrote it around what we were learning about the COVID as it progressed. So we identified some areas to isolate offenders once they were to become COVID symptomatic. And then we also had some offenders here who had some health issues that were already previously identified that would make them vulnerable. So what we did is we grouped them together and moved them into an area we could monitor them better and keep an eye on them more closely. So as this thing progressed, you know, we kept learning, we kept making changes. We changed our internal flu protocol or our quarantine protocol 5 or 6 times before we had a final product that we use now. We were very fortunate that Springfield, our headquarters in Springfield, they enacted their command center, and they were providing us with daily doses of information. We were having daily phone calls, conference calls, and they were passing on information. We were getting, I hate to say the word overwhelmed, but just bombarded with information. And it changed, you know, from day to day.
Corrections Department spokesperson Lindsay Hess says they've had success adopting a uniform policy for all the institutions, but still allowing each location to adapt plans to their own individual layout.
Our facilities are following the same CDC guidelines, but because each facility is so unique, there are some operational differences among the facilities, but for the most part, medically, they're all the same.
Dennison says local help from the Perry County Health Department and Pinckneyville Hospital has been invaluable in easing their anxiety.
I know in my county here, the health department contacts us, and they keep us advised of issues in the county. Anytime we get a new one, I get an email from them. Anytime they get a new case. So I'm sure other counties are doing the same thing. Other county health departments are doing the same thing with their facilities in their counties.
The warden says once inmate transfers were stopped, it was clear staff would be the ones to bring the virus into a facility.
Make sure that we're telling staff to wash their hands. Make sure we're putting up the safety protocols. We got posters. All the information that we get as it comes in, we post it. We advise staff and advise offenders. We've got an offender channel also that we put information on. So as we get information in, we try to make sure everybody's as well informed as possible. We do temperature checks daily of all staff as they come in. We require masks of staff and offenders, and that's for everybody's safety.
Also, to reduce the risk of infection, outside visitors have been restricted. Dennison says staff and even the offenders accepted the changing procedures exceptionally well.
When we started wearing masks, we had no issues, no concerns. We started taking temperatures. We had no issues, no concerns. Even putting the masks on the offenders, you know, making them wear the mask every time they come out of their cell, they realized it was for their safety. So, no, it was actually pretty easy. In fact, I've gotten several notes from offenders thanking us for some of the protocols we've put in place. And I've had a lot of staff that have come forward with suggestions. You know, hey, look, we understand you're doing this, but what if you did this? And we've actually implemented quite a few of the suggestions that staff have come up with. So it's been all hands on deck.
Although there have been no confirmed cases at the Pinckneyville Correctional Center, leaders have made sure to be ready in case something happens.
We've had a few staff that have either come in contact with somebody that was suspected out in the public, and they've called, and we've taken precautions to make sure they stay out until they get a doctor's release. And then we've had a few offenders who've had some minor symptoms. We've treated them, and we've actually even, as a further step as a precaution, we've actually done some exercises where we've walked through simulating an offender having symptoms. And we've had the nursing staff come down. We'd respond. We'd identify what the symptoms were, and we'd go step by step all the way through the whole process of how to isolate and how to don the PPE and what precautions to take. And so we've actually even done some exercise with it, too.
In terms of personal protective equipment, or PPE, Dennison says the prison has been lucky.
At first, there was a shortage of some masks and stuff, but when the masks were hard to get, when this thing first started, We had a great response from the public. We had over 500 homemade masks that were donated to the facility from people out in the public that were supportive of us. And so we had no problems there. Once we got those in, staff started wearing those, and then it wasn't too long after that we started getting the purchased masks. But everything else has been pretty easy to obtain through our headquarters in Springfield. They've been great about providing us with resources we need.
The warden says working on a plan to handle COVID cases has helped develop procedures to use in the future for other potential disease outbreaks.
We've identified some areas that we're going to use for staff to don and doff their PPE should we end up with an epidemic of some sort. And that's something that we learned, and we didn't really have that in place until after this we developed our COVID plan.
Dennison says he's been impressed with the communication from the Department of Corrections in Springfield to keep staff and offenders up to date on the frequently changing landscape of this pandemic. I'm Brad Palmer.